On the line right now from Otherworld Computing, we've got Lawrence O'Connor. He's the CEO. Thanks for joining us today, Lawrence.
How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Yeah, so far, so good.
So you build green buildings.
Yes, we did.
And you've recently won an award. Explain to our listeners what that's all about and some of the technologies that you guys use to do this.
Sure. It was almost a three-year project, and we spent a lot of time looking for the site and going through the research before we made the choice to go green. We had a high interest in doing so, and quite frankly found that there really was no good reason not to to build a green facility. And the technologies that we incorporate into this building include a highly reflective roof, a geothermal heating cooling system for lighting. In addition to lots of windows that let natural light come straight through, we also have solar collectors on the roof that, using fiber optics, actually pipe the light to areas of the office that otherwise wouldn't have natural light. So we have a building that uses the best of everything around it, and the light that we can get from the right from the sky to keep this place nice and bright. And in addition to saving energy, also creates a really good atmosphere for our employees, for the team.
So you're saying that it actually doesn't cost people more to go green when they're building?
Oh, I won't say at all that it doesn't cost more up front. But certainly when you, build a building that's going to save energy and conserve resources, long term, there's a return on that.
So how long, say if you were going to invest in something like that, how long would it take to actually get your money back from the energy savings that you have?
We went pretty, I won't say extreme, but we went, incorporated many different opportunities that were available to us, including a paver system that actually saved us land, in addition to providing a environmentally safe way, an effective way of handling water runoff versus just pooling it into, I guess you call it a toxic pond is what I consider, normal retention ponds and detention areas. But in any event, the return on this building in terms of breaking even on the additional expense we put into is about 15 to 20 years. But having said that, we're here for the long term. We could be putting those expenses out every year, and that that doesn't do Mother Nature any good. And after those 15, 20 years, that's to be break even on that sort of conservational effort. To me, it's a real win-win. It just makes good sense. Unless you're building a building that's going to fall down in 10 or 15 years, and this building was built for a 50-year plus life.
So does there seem to be a demand out there right now for a greener building and using green technology when you're doing this? Are a lot of people asking you for it?
People weren't asking us for it. That was a decision we made. I have kids. I look at the opportunities I had when I was younger, the open space, the clean air, quite frankly, and if my company can do something to help preserve that, and quite frankly, find it practical to do so, which we did, it just made good sense. And that was our choice. In fact, our next step is we're putting together the plans to actually put wind power, and we have the space on this site to do so. And once again, I have to tell you, it's amazingly I'd say that just the cost effectiveness of doing so. Why people don't do this, or often why there aren't more green buildings, once you really get to the nuts and bolts of it, I can only wonder, because it makes a whole lot of sense.
Well, I think especially with the rising energy costs right now, I think it's not a matter of just kind of saving money. I don't think people will have a choice after a short period here. But, I think a lot of buildings obviously still go up every day here. But, do you think a lot of them are going green, or are we still waiting like 5 to 20 years out for this to really catch on?
There seems to be a movement, at least in this direction. People are starting to realize that the technologies that enable a building to be green, in terms of a project to be conservational, really aren't that outlandish. This is not really rocket science, quite frankly. A lot of the technologies that allow us to that allowed us to make this facility green, have been around for 10, 20, or 30 years even. Geothermal is nothing new. It's just a matter of making the investment to do it. And one of the barriers that we found, and fortunately for our organization, we were able to overcome those barriers, is just the way that, obviously when you put a project up like this, it's building a new building in general is always a significant financial obligation. Building green, and we in the U.S. there's a gold, and there's actually its lead is the organization that, that helps guide the project and the different enhancements and the different ways to meet different green goals. And we're going for LEED Platinum certification, which is about as far, well, is the top level certification offered. But having said that, when you build a building to that level, it's about 20-30% additional cost versus a conventional building. Now, if you're in it for the long term, that's great. If you're in a, if you're somebody constructing buildings that turn and burn and effectively build and sell, you know, it's a little bit different. And the other significant challenge to that additional expense is how a building like this appraises. You know, putting in, you know, the geothermal system, you know, better than doubles the cost over a conventional gas and electric fired HVAC system. Again, you have return there, but when it comes to how a building appraises, you know, it appraises based on other buildings in the general area.
Yeah.
And it's by just effectively, you know, different square footage. So when you put a plan before a bank, when you're going to finance a project like this, you know, they're not looking at, you know, these additional green investments as something that increases that building's value. You're appraised just like you, any other building of X square footage. So a real barrier, I think, to a lot of companies, a lot of organizations putting up green is just getting the financing, because if a building project conventional was $1 million, you might be looking at $1.25 million to put up a truly green facility. The only problem is it may only appraise at $1 million, so you're getting a loan, you know, based on $1 million project. So that's definitely a barrier that I'd like to see come down. I think we'd have a lot more. There'd be a lot more green buildings out there if that barrier was removed.
Well, it's something that we definitely have to look at, and even, I think, Colin, maybe some levels of government to help push that type of technology into buildings. Lawrence, where can people find out more information about what you guys are up to?
You have to go to maxsales.com/green. I apologize. maxsales.com/green, and actually will take you to our what's the beginnings of our educational site, but it'll certainly give you an overview of all the different technologies and things we've done with this building. And another couple months, there will be a virtual tour and a bit more interactive opportunity to see just how this all works.